Welcome back to We Watch, We Collect, a baseball podcast presented by Believe Podcast Network. I'm finally back in Albuquerque. And I miss Phoenix already. I know it's the whole thing where girls like post their pictures on when they're on their trip, and then they're right back into wherever their hometown they're from, and then immediately the day after they post that picture and it's like, take me back. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna make that post, obviously, but still, I'm like, damn, I wish I can go back, honestly. It was a hell of a trip. I'm gonna just go ahead and start off on continuing from that Saturday. Friday was the last day at the Rockies facility, which not really much happened. It was just a little bittersweet. It was cool working with all those guys from Fresno, from Hartford, and then from with Aaron too, which he's gonna be here next week working with the Topes. But I want to start off from Saturday. So Saturday early in the morning, I get up. I immediately go straight to pick up my dad from the airport, and right away we go get somewhat breakfast. But we stop at the hotel where I'm staying at first. But immediately we went to go get some food. We go down to Old Town Scottsdale, which they happened to be a farmer's market was going down that day, which was actually pretty damn cool. So we picked up some food there. I forgot what did we get? I think we got like brisket sandwiches. My dad got a brisket sandwich, and I know I got a brisket breakfast burrito, which it was okay. I didn't care for it all that much. I didn't even finish it. For one, I didn't finish it. I didn't care for it that much. But my dad got a brisket sandwich that was fucking huge, and it was good. The brisket was good. I'll give him that. The brisket really, really was good. It really was. But Saturday we do that. We hang around Scottsdale for a while. We have a few drinks there. There's like a little show going on from some cowboy doing some cool stuff with the kids and all that stuff. So it was a badass time. Next thing, we end up driving to pretty much going to the hotel where we stayed at. Well, the new hotel we're staying at. Get there, check in. Not even there for that long. It was short. And right after that, we go straight to Chase Fields, because I was like, Dad, like, let's go check it out. It's probably hopping right now. Like, we got USA versus Great Britain today. Like, it's going to be crazy. And then Mexico was playing. No, who was Mexico playing? Great Britain? I don't know who they were playing. Damn, I already forgot. It was like not even a week ago. Shit. But I was like, Dad, we got to go to Chase Field. So he was like, all right, let's go to Chase Field. So we'll go to Chase Fields. Amazing atmosphere right off the bat. There's already a ton of people there. Not a lot, but there's a lot of people. So we get there. There's a bar right outside the stadium. Not outside, like on the streets, but like just there, like right outside the doors. So we hang around there, have a few drinks. And as immediately as like the games were already knew they were going to happen, like they start pouring in, fans just start pouring and pouring and pouring in. Who was playing? Because I know Mexico was playing and they lost. Shit, who are they playing? Damn, it'll come to me later on, but I honestly forgot who they were playing. Well, Mexico was playing when we got there, and then as soon as like obviously the game was over, everyone started coming out, and it was just crazy. Like we had like a good seating spot at the bar we were sitting at. Like it was perfect. And but we stayed there. We had some drinks. We were watching the game. Was it Venezuela? No, it was Colombia. That's who they were playing. Cause I remember I put a post on there. I was like, Colombia for life. But yes, that's who they were playing. They were playing Colombia. So and we were watching the game too, because they had it on the TV there at the bar too. So that's who they were playing, was Colombia. So we pretty much like stayed there throughout the whole time. Like we were just relaxing. We're having some drinks. Like, it was just a grand old time. Like, it was great. Like, he was into the game. Like, we were talking about the game. We were talking about the fans that were in and out of here. We were talking about, like, this area that is just going to get crazy. And I was like, Dad, like, just wait until tomorrow. Like, you think this is crazy now, like, after the game? Just wait till before the game and after tomorrow. And when I mean by tomorrow, I mean Sunday, because we had tickets to go see USA versus Mexico. And I was like, just wait till Sunday, which is tomorrow. We stayed there through the whole time. I mean, we walked around. We walked around downtown for a little bit, saw a couple of restaurants that we might eat at. I guess there was a Suns game during that same time. I ran into the to Sunday Lee, the podcast guy. Shout out Boski and DH. I ran into them, said what's up. Short lived, but still got a picture. It was great finally meeting those guys, seeing them in person. It was cool. It honestly reminded me of like when I was in high school and I was playing like Xbox Live with all of my friends. And obviously, I went to high school with some of them, but then there are some friends where it's like there are friends of my friends that went to different schools. And when we finally all met one time, I was like, oh, shit, like, that's what you look like. Like, of course, like, now I knew what Boski and DH looked like, but it's like not meeting them face to face. It kind of felt like that a little bit, where it's like meeting my like Xbox Live friends for the first time. Like, it was cool. Even though I knew what they looked like, it was cool just meeting them for the first time. So obviously, like, that during that time was just cool. It was just so damn crazy. And my dad just kept telling me, it's like this atmosphere, this environment was just like, is different. He had never experienced anything like that. Obviously, me either. It's like the World Baseball Classic. Like, last time it happened was in 2017. And I was like, yeah, Dad, like, it, I gave him pretty much the reasons why it hadn't happened in a couple of years, which it should have. It should have happened in 2021. But obviously, it was like the COVID shit and all that stuff. But I was like, it happened. Qualifiers started in 2022, and then pool plays in 2023. So, I mean, it was just an incredible, incredible experience. And that's just Sunday. Like, it was just badass seeing all these fans, like Mexico fans with their flags around their shoulders and jerseys and hats. And I know damn well more than 50% of those fans don't even watch an ounce of baseball. But you know what? I'll get into it now. Like, the game, Sunday's game. I'm going to talk about the fans. I'll talk about the game and the experience in a little bit. But the game, like, the fans, like, Mexico fans showed out for both games. The game, I guess they were Colombia, Mexico on Saturday, and then the Sunday against the U.S. Mexico fans outnumber USA fans, I would say, 4-1. Like, it was sold out. Like, that Chase Field was packed down all the way up to the nosebleeds. Like, that place was packed. That place was loud, full of red and green and white. Like, full of red and green and white. Like, Mexico fans are insane, and I gotta give them credit. They show out for anything that they can represent their country, wear their colors or their name across the chest. Like, they're gonna show out. Now, that's just for any country. USA does it too, but like, they don't match, like, when it comes to Mexico or other countries, like in the World Cup, let's say. Like, they don't match it nowhere near what other countries do. So I didn't expect less from Mexico. I just expected less fans, but there wasn't many USA fans, which sucked. Because now I'll get into the game. Like, now I'm on a Sunday, like, so, well, wait, first off, Saturday night, we got Raising Cane's. My buddy, AB, has been jonesing me to try Raising Cane's. And, okay, so I tried it. I then got, like, the 4 chicken fingers, the fries, and their secret sauce, whatever. And he claimed that it was better than Chick-fil-A. Now, I love Chick-fil-A. I'm going to get some later on today, as a matter of fact. But he's like, no, it's better than Chick-fil-A, dude. Like, Raising Cane's is better. So I had it for the very first time. Chick-fil-A is better. I'm going to say it. Chick-fil-A is better. 100% better. Raising Cane's was good. I'm not saying it was not good, because it was good. I finished everything down to the French fries. Like, I usually don't finish French fries, but I finished the French fries. Their sauce was good, but Chick-fil-A sauce is way better. So if I had to put them on either side, I'd still have Chick-fil-A above Raising Cane's. It was good. It was great. I finished it. Good, great chicken, nice and tender. Like, I don't know. It was just, it was good chicken. But I still got it. I'm still going to favor Chick-fil-A. I think Chick-fil-A is better than Raising Cane's. Anyway, back on Sunday. So we had breakfast at this place called Snooze. It was great breakfast. So damn good over there near in downtown Phoenix. I recommend it. It's called Snooze Breakfast Eatery or something like that. That place was the bomb. That place was great. We walked around downtown, went into a sports shop, walked around there. Pretty much went straight to Chase, walked to Chase Fields. And we just hung out there the entire time. The funny thing was, before the game, so Great Britain was playing Canada before USA and Mexico on Sunday. So my dad wanted to go in the team store, which they're selling all things WBC. So I was like, all right, like, we have tickets for later's game, so let's go to the, like, security guard wherever they're taking people in, and be like, hey, we got tickets for the next game, can we snoop in this team shop? Apparently we couldn't do that, like, even though we had tickets, like, no, like, it would have to be tickets for this current game. And I was like, oh god. I was like, all right, then whatever. So then we're walking around the stadium a little bit. My dad never seen it and stuff, obviously he knew that vibe, but he wanted to walk around. So we came across to the center field entrance, or like the left center field entrance. And my dad's like, I wonder how much the tickets are. And I was like, I wonder how much they are too. So he's like, let's just buy tickets so we can go in to go to the team store. And I was like, all right. So then we go up to the ticket kiosk thing, and I asked the guy, and I was like, how you doing? So how much are tickets right now, like current price right now, since the game already started? He's like, the same. And I was like, oh, okay, so like give us like just tickets to go. And he's like, all right, so I can give you section 312 up there, way up high, $25. So my dad's like, all right, let's just get two tickets and we'll go in. And I was like, okay, cool. So we ended up getting two tickets only to go to the team store. So of course, like, we get in, like, I'm admiring the ballpark because it's fucking awesome. It was badass. Never seen it before. First time being in Chase Field for the Diamondbacks. So I was admiring. Of course, we're walking on the concourse. We're looking at everything. And we get to the team store. They're selling all kinds of stuff. U.S., basically. Mostly U.S. and Canada and things like that. Like North American teams. But I ended up getting a Team USA Mookie Betts jersey, number 3. Wore that to the game. Even though I was rocking my Believe shirt, shout out Believe Network, I was wearing the shirt. But yeah, I picked up a Team USA Mookie Betts jersey, picked that up. I wanted something USA. I had to represent somehow, and I got a flag too. But yeah, we basically just bought tickets just to get into the team store, which it was worth it. Cause after we got our stuff, like, we found our seats, like, we sat up high, like, it was high, like, not high up in the nosebleeds where I can touch the ceiling, but it was high up there. But we watched the game. Like, I watched, pretty much about the sixth inning or so, or something like that, when pretty much Canada had a mercy rule, Great Britain. And yeah, but yeah, like, just speaking of that game, like, it was great watching that game. Like, I saw Freddie Freeman play. Like, that was just so cool to see. But I told my dad, I was like, Dad, I'm gonna walk out of here like around 4 or 3. I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna wait in line. I'm gonna get in line because I don't like waiting. That was one thing I told him. I was like, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait in line. Like I don't want to be like way in the back, like, to where like I'm standing in the street. I don't want to do that because we saw the lines forming from the past game on Saturday, and the U.S. and Great Britain. No, not USA, Great Britain. Fuck, who are they playing? Damn, I'm, like, drawing a blank on what games happened during that time. Shit. But anyway, but like, of course we saw the lines. I was like, I don't want to wait in way in the back where I'm, like, standing on the street. Like, no, I want to be in the front. I want to get in so we can walk around. We can get food, get our drinks, or whatever. Like, I want to see if they have batting practice. Like, I don't want to miss that. So, right away, like, once, like, I'm pretty much, like, seeing, like, Canada is already going to beat Great Britain. So, fuck, who are the USA playing that day? It'll come to me. I got the Mexico one. It'll come to me. Anyway. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to wait. So pretty much we were at the gate B, pretty much on the third base side. near the escalators, and literally we were about 10th in line. And I was there. I was feeling it. I had a few drinks in. Like, I was feeling there. Like, the DJ was there playing music. Like, I was jamming. I was dancing in line. Like, I was just, all in all, I was having a great time. Like, I didn't care who saw me jamming in line. I didn't care if they heard me singing some of the songs or whatever. Like, I was having a good time. Like, I didn't care one bit. I was having a great time in that line. I was jamming. We struck up a conversation with this couple and their two sons up in front of us. Like, we're talking all this stuff. Like, my dad, being the people person that he was, he struck a deal. He's like, hey, if we gotta go to the restroom, you hold our spots. And they're like, yeah, you hold ours. Yep. So that's how my dad is. I get it from him. So it was great, man. Like, it was just a great time. I know my dad had a great time, which I'm really, really happy for. But yeah, like, that was us. We had it in line. I ended up reaching out to, I saw that they posted the 3-0 take. They posted a post that they were at Chase Field, and I reached out to them. I messaged them. I was like, hey, like, I'm here, like, 10th in line. If you want to jump in, I got you. And I don't know who messaged back. It might have been Kyle or maybe Nate, but most likely it was probably Kyle. But he's like, yeah, I'll take you up on that offer. Like, we'll be there around 5:15. I was like, all right, cool. But apparently they told us in line that they're going to start letting people in at 5, which is 2 hours before the game. Usually it's an hour and a half. So I messaged them back right away. I was like, hey, they're letting us in at 5. Like, you got to get here quick, because it was already like 4:50 or something like that, or 4:35 or something around there. So I was like, yo, you got to get here quick. So time ends up coming. We start going in, and sure enough, they're not there. And I was like, oh, shit. So he's like messaging me back and forth. He's like, damn, dude, we missed. And I was like, yeah, man. And he's like, oh, man, this line for this merch store is long. And I told him the story about how me and my dad got tickets for the game before just to get in. He's like, oh, man, that's hilarious and stuff like that. So it was great, man. And then getting in Chase Fields, I'm so glad I got to catch batting practice. Obviously, the team was there catching batting practice. Media was down there. I could see Ken Griffey. I could see Mark DeRosa. I see Andy Pettit. I see Mookie Betts taking reps at short during batting practice. I see Mike Trout, Tim Anderson, Pete Alonso, Trey Turner, those guys taking BP. It was just awesome to see all that there. I see tons of people in left field, tons of people in right field ready to catch homers. I was going to go in and I just go down there and see what kind of party it was, but I didn't even take my glove to the game, which I should have, but I didn't even take it. But I was like, no, I'm just admiring. I was just standing there at my seat. I was just watching them take BP, because I'd never seen a lot of these guys. I saw Nolan take BP, but I've seen Nolan play before. But yeah. Like, it was just an incredible, like, just atmosphere, like, seeing all that, and like seeing a lot of fans were there. Like, Mexico team was out there in right field, down the right field line, and all the fans are over there, like, getting autographs and stuff like that. So it was just a fucking badass time. Like, it was just awesome. Like, I don't know any other words to describe it. Like, it was just badass seeing all the batting practice there. But the one thing that I, like, really was, like, surprised, like, in a good way, was, like, the emotion that you can feel in Chase Field. Like, everybody there, like, even though it was full of Mexico fans, like, and, like I said, like, 4-1, like, a quarter of the fans were all USA. I think it was, like, over 50,000 people in the ballpark, and it was sold out. So, but the emotion that everybody was doing, like, when they put out the line, like, saying the lineups, like, everyone was just going nuts. And what really struck me, surprising, and, like, in a mad way, was, like, when the USA guys were going up to bat, Mexico fans were booing them. I was like, okay, all right, I see how it is. I wasn't going to boo Mexico players, but all right, it's on. Which, all right, now I'm going to get into the game a little bit. I would be lying if I said, like, I was a little, like, pissed off during the game, because I was. Like, USA never had the lead, and they, obviously they didn't win, and it was pissed because I couldn't talk my shit. Like, I couldn't yell. I couldn't run up and down the stairs with my flag whenever we'd be hitting homers and scoring like crazy. We didn't. We only scored 5 runs. So it sucked. Like, it honestly did. It sucked so bad. It sucked I couldn't talk shit. But overall, the experience was just so damn amazing. And it was just great seeing all the like fans there going nuts for baseball. Like the wave started, the wave was crazy. Like, all everyone had their lights on their phone on, and everyone was just yelling like crazy. And like, obviously when Joey Meneses or something from the Mexico was hitting homers, like, I wouldn't stand up, and I was just like, oh fuck. But at deep time, like, oh shit, like, this is crazy. Like I love all this. Like, it was just, I love everybody cheering for baseball. Like, World Baseball Classic was needed, and it showed up at the perfect time. Like, happened in 2017, but then a whole bunch of shit was going on. 2020, 2021 wasn't really fully there yet, and then, like, it was just, great to see everyone there, like, just cheering for one solid thing, and that was baseball. And I was like, I said in a couple episodes ago, and I was like, this is the peak, maybe not the peak, but this is like the golden moment of baseball, of stuff going around. Like, it was just awesome being around all those fans, and like, everyone's cheering, and like everyone had their lights on, like, little twinkly lights going on. And then, like, I had just a badass time. Like, it was just so damn cool being there. And the fact that, like, Mexico fans just took over. It was a Mexico home game, even though Mexico was the away team. Like, it was a Mexico home game. And, like, it was just crazy. And I want to do it again. I hope I do it again. World Baseball Classic 2026. But yeah, like, it was just amazing. My dad loved it. He loved the entire atmosphere. He had a great time. Like, we had hot dogs. As soon as we go into the ballpark, we went straight to the concessions. We're like, are you guys open? And they're like, we don't have a lot ready, but our hot dogs are. And I was like, shit, that's what I want. So I got 2 hot dogs. My dad got 2 hot dogs. He got a beer. I think I had a beer also. I didn't even eat my hot dogs until after batting practice was done, which, to my surprise, they were still warm. So that's when I ate my hot dogs. Of course I got to have a hot dog. But I told my dad, I was like, I'm going to eat, I'm going to drink. Once the game started, I'm not leaving my seat. And that's exactly what happened. I didn't leave my seat at all during the whole game, because that's just not the type of fan I am. I will not leave my seat. Sorry for the background noise here. We can hear it. I'll probably try to take it out. But either way, yeah, like, it was just an incredible, incredible experience. Mexico fans showed up for that game. I got to give them credit, even though I couldn't talk my shit. Got to give them credit, because Mexico fans travel well. They showed out. They showed up, and they pretty much silenced any USA, any fans that try to chant USA, it was silenced quick with Mexico. Like, it silenced so quick. USA fans couldn't show up anymore, any faster. And it was just, oh man, I don't know. It was crazy. And of course, leaving the game was a whole other thing. There's parties going on, like, little itty bitty parties going on, like, in the lobby area, like, out there in the streets. Like, it was just nuts. Like, I couldn't believe how crazy the atmosphere would have been. Because for once, I never experienced it, but it was so crazy. So crazy. And, like, it was just an incredible experience. Like, we left the stadium, went back to the hotel, crashed out. And it was just an awesome, incredible time. And now, back here in Albuquerque, pretty much already started with the Isotopes, getting the season going. Got some things to work on. Got the new jerseys in. Got to get names on the jerseys. Got to get some roster stuff situated so we can get know what player numbers. But all in all, it was a great trip, great experience, great World Baseball Classic still going on. USA advancing to Miami this Saturday to play, I believe, Colombia. It's going to be a great game, pulling for USA. The last thing I think I want to talk about real quick is the Edwin Diaz thing. He gets hurt, something going on with his knee, most likely getting surgery, or getting surgery and pretty much probably done for the season. So everyone's already bashing the World Baseball Classic. Like, oh, if he hadn't a pitch, that wouldn't happen. All right, well, I would say, what if that would have happened during spring training? What if that happened in the first game of the first time he's closing the game during the regular season? Then what are you going to say then? Like, it's hard. It's real easy to pick and choose on when you want to, like, nitpick on certain things that happen. Like, it's not the World Baseball Classic fault. And, wow, like, shitting on him because he wanted to go support his team in Puerto Rico, close out the game to beat the Dominican Republic of all teams, and he gets hurt doing it. Wow, shame on him. Well, you know what? Fuck those fans that think that way, because that shit's so stupid. And you know what? World Baseball Classic was really needed. This was the perfect time for it to happen. Like, there's such a golden era of talent in baseball in all countries out there, and we got to see them all. Granted, not everybody, like Vladdy, Tatis, you know, Judge and stuff like that. Some players chose not to play or got hurt, whatever. But either way, either all teams are stacked. And to say that, like, these games don't mean anything and things like that, you know what? Go speak to the 40,000 fans that were in Chase Field to cheer against the United States for Mexico. Like, you're telling me that these people don't care or that these players don't care? Hell no. Like, it was just incredible. Like, you can't, those fans that are just so against anything that gets players hurt, like, you just want to baby them the entire time. Or you know, if things are really like that, then teams, MLB teams, need to say it. Like, all right, then, nope, none of our players are allowed to play. Like, no. But it's not like that. I don't think it'll ever be like that, and it shouldn't be ever be anything like that. It damn well shouldn't be, because shame on MLB teams if they ever make that happen. Like, it has nothing to do with that. Their players want to play for the team. Just like Mike Trout had a case of FOMO. Like, he regretted not playing in the 2017 because he had a chance to be a champion for the World Baseball Classic. And now he was, like, the first one to be all in for this team, recruiting different players, recruiting Mookie Betts, supposedly. And you can't blame the guys for wanting to represent their country. Not just the U.S., but, like, the countries that go big in baseball, like Japan, Shohei Ohtani's playing, the DR, Venezuela, like Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's huge. You got Yadier Molina, who wants to win so bad that it means more to him winning this than a World Series. That's crazy. And a lot of players are saying now that this is worth more than a World Series win. And I probably agree with some of these guys. Like, what's worth more? Like, representing your country across your chest for some of these Latin players, winning the World Baseball Classic, beating these other teams that are stacked, taking that trophy back to your home country, or a World Series team that you win for a USA-owned baseball team and then taking back to your country? I would say the World Baseball Classic trophy, hands down. Maybe not the US, but for these Latin countries, it means more. Like, I don't know. Those fans just need to get out of here, and I don't know what it is that they think, and, like, their takes are just so bad. And I have a take that a lot of these players are so intertwined with different players playing on these teams that they're just going to enjoy playing with each other, and they're going to start going after each other when it comes to, like, off-season trade deadlines and things like that, because this is both good and bad for MLB teams. Like, these players are going to want to play for different teams because they just got a taste of what real winning feels like, and it's going to affect them. I genuinely think that, especially for playing with certain players. Like, damn, like, we had such good chemistry in that clubhouse. I want him on my team, or he wants me on his team. It's going to happen like that. I guarantee it. It is 100% going to happen. And, I mean, that's pretty much all I got for this episode. We got opening day coming in close. I'm so excited. We got Isotopes coming in close. We're getting ready. We got so many things cooking up for Isotopes. It's not even funny. It's crazy. But thank you all for listening. Appreciate everyone that does listen. Like and share with anybody who's baseball fans, things like that. Opening day is getting in close. I'm so damn excited for this season, for the podcast and everything like that. And it's already, this year's already starting off badass with World Baseball Classic, with me working in Phoenix and stuff like that. So, but anyway, thank you all for listening. Appreciate it very much. Thank you to Believe Podcast Network. And of course, stay watching, stay collecting, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.